You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Have you ever been to American wedding? Where's the vodka? Where's marinated herring? Where's the musicians that got the taste? Where's the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where's the plan that life on fire? Gonna keep it going 24 hours.
Welcome to the Security Perimeter Podcast, an island of insanity, starring my dad, Athanasios Christoulis. This is an amazing podcast, really the best. You're gonna love this, guaranteed, 100%. We are gonna make podcasting great again, promise. And now, my dad, Athanasios, aka Saki Christoulis.
We're here for the, what do they call it? The Vladimir Putin Russian propaganda Christmas. No, wait, it's the Vladimir Putin. I'm fucking up. The Vladimir Putin Russian propaganda security perimeter podcast Christmas special. There you go. So today we have, four of my most favorite awesome students who are going to help us discuss Russian propaganda in the context of Christmas. Because, you know, I mean, they must have Christmas there too, right? I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Nice.
See, they're giving us a snow job. That's the expression. They're giving us a snow job.
You never heard of that expression?
I have never heard that expression.
Yeah, a snow job is when they're like bullshitting it. So Russia, in the context of the, you know, holidays, are probably going to get more snow, and they're going to give us more of a snow job, and they won't. There we go. It's back. So who's here? Facundo is here. Facundo is here only because he did the webpage. Because he has no sense of humor.
Yeah, I know.
But we're going to try to bring it out of him.
You had to invite me.
I had to. Yeah. And Ines is here. Ines is here because she's her English is... Well, she's an awesome student, but I'm afraid of her.
Yeah. Why are you afraid of me?
Because she's German.
I'm not German.
You're partly German.
I'm partly German, but
I'm not
German.
Well, that's good enough.
I would be afraid too. I can be funny about Russia, even.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Exactly.
The Romanovs do.
What?
Like the Romanovs.
You do?
Yeah.
Those are the ones who like had sex with the priest.
Wait.
Okay. Yes. The Greek priest, right?
Rasputin.
This is getting really inappropriate really fast.
I said that I'm going to put it R-rated. So
yeah.
So Ines is here and Valentina's here. Valentina's here is because she actually is the most sarcastic person for her age that I've ever met in my entire life.
That is a really good compliment. Thank you.
You think it's a compliment?
It is.
It wasn't intended as well.
Oh, it is.
And finally, we have Sarah. Sarah's here because she's just so fucking awesome and smart.
Yay!
And she's got like an awesome sense of humor. So yeah, I have ranked you in terms of who I like. So that's going to affect the point score thing.
Awesome.
We noticed.
It will. In fact, you know what? Just for that,
I lose points.
Well, no, she got 1 point.
Oh.
So let me give her a point.
Without even trying.
No, that's not.
That's
not fair. That's okay. Okay, so you're up to 1 point.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. I'm not
achieve anything the whole semester.
I know, great, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are your grades going?
They're getting there.
Do you have the buzzer, Sam?
For what? For the grades?
How are your grades going?
Oh, good. Oh, that was good. Oh, one point for Facundo there. So that's like you guys are tied 1-1. All right. So I'm well versed on the issue of fake Russian.
Yes.
Putin. I've renamed the country.
Putinland?
No, Putistania.
Putistania.
That's good.
Putistan. Yeah. So my first question to you guys, all right, for points, before we get into the issue of the fake news, is what do you think the name Putin means?
Like the fast food, the Canadian fast food?
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Fair enough.
Well, for me, it's always been really awkward because Putin in Spanish is like, you're this obnoxious gay person.
Obnoxious gay person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't you heard
like
of that?
Obnoxiously gay. Not like you're gay and
that's not ostentatiously gay.
Yeah.
But obnoxiously.
You have to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
In Spanish? That name. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
true.
I've never heard of this. This is a Spanish thing or a Mexican thing?
Mexican.
So an obnoxious gay person is a Putin?
Yeah. Like Putin. So it's really awkward for me that Putin hates gay people.
2 points.
Yay.
2 points for everyone.
Well, it's also a curse word in French.
Yeah, exactly.
Putain is a...
Yes, but we don't...
It's a curse word, man. I mean, so that... I think that describes the person.
1 point right there.
Done.
So you're down to zero.
Yeah.
She's up to two. And you're up to one. Any contribution on the Putin thing?
Yeah, I was actually looking for the French word. I was looking for the French right way to write it down. But like, yeah, putain.
Putain.
Word. Yeah,
putain. Putain.
Are we really speaking croissant in this thing?
Oui, baguette.
Speaking croissant is speaking French, croissant. And their obnoxious way of telling us they don't speak French.
Yeah. Oui, baguette.
The fuck are you talking about?
They're making fun of us because we speak French, basically.
I'm French.
So when somebody speaks French, they
speak croissant.
They speak croissant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, minus one. You're down to minus three, dude.
I know.
Down to minus one.
Down to minus two. I decide.
I was looking for like fun German words.
There's no fun in Germany.
1 point. 1 point. 1 point right there. 1 point. 1 point. Okay, you're up to 1 point. There we go. Hold on there. Gotta get the. Wait. That deserves this one. Hold on. That deserves the. Wait. That, there you go. Hold on. Even longer. Wait. And, Yeah. There's no fun. See, that's minus one for me because I couldn't think of any punchline. So I'm down to it. Doesn't matter because I'm the guy who's keeping score, so I can't lose points.
Right.
So, do you think of anything about what Putin might mean? Stop it already, for Christ's sake. What the hell is going on here? Now?
No.
I'll give it. The fuck?
Your computer's mocking me.
Yes, it is. You're paranoid, okay? Minus one. All right,
it's the Russians, man.
Okay. It's the German part. Well,
now I was talking about the computer.
Yeah, but she thinks the computer's after her.
Not true.
Yeah.
This requires medical assistance of some kind. And we're not talking about like those like, you know, once a week visits, or we're talking about like a team of researchers that are like observing. They have conferences. you know, Ines, the early years, session one, the afternoon, then there's a lunch break, and then you have, you know, session two, which is like the middle years, and then the final part, which is the longest since she met Saki. So that would be the... You have a Russian passport?
I don't, so I can't get inside, it feels, you know.
But you're Mexican, though. You do.
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
Okay, but do you have a Russian... Do you have a German passport?
No, I don't.
So what's the score so far?
I have no clue.
I'm like, okay. I'm
keeping track. I think you're at like 72.
Yay.
So Sarah, we're going to start with you. Did you find a fake Russian article?
I did.
All right. Which one did you like the best? Read it to us, though. I mean, give us the synopsis. Don't read the whole thing. Some of them are kind of long.
Yeah.
But did you find it on the website?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the website, which is called, by the way, The Security Perimeter.
.com,
mm-hmm. which was designed by Facundo.
No, I mean, it was made by me. All the crappy decision designs were by Saki.
Yeah, it's too big for our screens.
Is it?
It is.
Well, you got to show this.
It is.
No, it isn't.
I didn't know that.
Like, it doesn't fit.
It does.
Okay, I'll shrink it. Well, I mean, just tell me. Why don't you tell me these things?
I just did.
You people don't... Yeah, well, it's a little late. I mean, people have been looking at this webpage.
I told you to change the letters and you did.
I did. All right, so...
I told you, like, day one it was too big.
Minus one.
All right.
Okay, so I found one on a page called Global Research.
I remember that one. It's Canadian.
It is. I was surprised when I read the .ca, though. Like, why?
And
so what does it say? What does it
say? It's about NATO intensifying its preparations for war with Russia,
mm-hmm.
which I thought would have been well paired with a like Napoleon and a Hitler meme underneath, like crying. Because
no, but what does it say? It says that.
Okay. It says that against the backdrop of U.S. aggression against North Korea, NATO is intensifying its preparations for war with Russia.
Against what context? What's the reason why they're doing it? What does it say? Against the backdrop of what?
Of aggression against North Korea.
Okay, that seems to make sense.
No.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
And it's based on a report in the German news magazine Der Spiegel.
Which is a good, you know.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Based on a secret NATO document.
Secret?
NATO.
No, but it's secret, but he got access to it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not that secret after all, is it? I have access to a lot of secret documents, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are they sent by the lizard people?
Yes. Yes, sir. One point. So he's got his key. He, of all the people on the planet, this person was able to get the secret document, right? Okay, so what does that secret document say?
It's called The Progress Report on the Alliance's Enhanced Deterrence and Defense Disposition.
Do you want to see if that exists?
Okay.
Type it up.
Well, no, I have it right here. It's...
All right, so Sarah, go ahead. What does it say?
Leading military figures call for a major boost to military capabilities in order to conduct a so-called Major Joint Operation Plus. Plus.
Plus what?
Because it needed to be bigger. I don't
know. It is just plus.
That's how it ends.
Major, what kind of major operation? Like invade Russia?
Yeah.
Well,
because they want to boost their military capabilities.
You know, that kind of sucks, Sarah.
It ends with plus. Plus what?
Well, what else does it say that's interesting?
I actually wrote this down. Mm-hmm. It says that the United States has been systematically encircling and attempting to subjugate Russia since the dissolution of the Soviet Union 25 years ago.
Right.
And in February 2014, both Washington and the German government supported a right-wing coup against the pro-Russian Yanukovych government in the Ukraine.
In the Ukraine.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, it's true. It actually happened. Actually, the article gets a point because it did happen. Yanukovych is a criminal. He had to run to Russia, and he's in hiding in the Kremlin with Putin I don't know.
How has the U.S. been systematically...
Well, the Russians keep on saying that... Yes, NATO expanded, right? But NATO expanded because these countries were afraid of fucking Russia. So, I mean, Poland, et cetera, Czech Republic, they wanted to become members of NATO. And then the Russians say, oh, well, you know, you're encircling us. Yeah, well, if you hadn't threatened them, like by invading Chechnya, for example, then maybe they wouldn't have joined NATO, you know? And in the end, it's their sovereign decision what the fuck they're going to do. You know, if Poland wants to join NATO, it's their goddamn business. This is not the United States imperialism. But anyways, continue. I'm giving too much analysis here. This is the last thing I want to do. But go ahead. Give us your punchline on it. Otherwise, I take a point away.
The depiction of Russia as an aggressive superpower waiting for the chance to take over all Eastern Europe has been used by the imperialist powers to justify the deployment of NATO troops at the Russian
border. All right, so like the invasion of Ukraine never actually took place, right? According to that article?
Doesn't even mention.
It says that the excuse, what does it say? What's the wording?
The depiction of Russia.
The depiction, which implies that it's not true, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
That someone is making poor Russia look like that.
Right. So, like, the Ukraine invasion, nothing to see here. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Close our eyes.
It's also fake news.
Huh?
Fake news.
Fake news. One point. One point. It's fake news. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The
it's our fault.
Russia is weak.
Actually, it's my fault. It's the fault of, like, white, middle-aged, overweight guys. So
I have a question, though, on this article. Like, why is the article, like, contradicting itself, saying that Russia is a poor country that's just being, like, depicted as this aggressive superpower, but yet NATO is preparing to fight it? What, like, this is, like, a sole contradiction that makes absolutely
sense. Well, no, I don't know if it's a contradiction, because they're saying that NATO is the aggressor.
Yeah,
and
you can fight with
people. No, but they never say NATO is the aggressor. They say the U.S. is the
aggressor. No, but they're not saying that NATO is, like, acting defensively. Right, they're saying that NATO's acting aggressively against the against the poor country. So, minus one. does this document actually exist?
So, if you look for it, what appears?
It's published by the Venezuelan Communist Student Association of the University of Tel Aviv or something like that.
NATO texts appear, but they're like from 1989 and they have nothing to do with the actual thing.
Okay, so that document does not exist.
No.
All right. So who is this guy? What's his name? Let's call him out.
Which one?
The one who wrote the article. Let's call him out. We're going to tag him.
Well, the copyright is from Philip Frisch.
Philip Frisch. Philip
from
Frisch.
From the World Socialist website.
Okay. Philip Frisch from the World Socialist website. You've been burned, buddy. We gotcha. The document, the secret document, does not exist. Thank you very much. 5 points.
Yay.
All right. You know what my favorite one is that I've read, and it's still, I found it like months ago. It was when Putin comes out and says that he's worried that the Americans are going to intervene in Russian elections.
Yeah.
You know? No. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, as if there's any fucking doubt who's going to lose the election in Russia. Hey, you never know. The Americans might be up to something to fix the electoral system in Russia. But that still stands by far my favorite one. There was another one that pissed me off. The Canadians. This one's awesome. The Canadians have deployed about the size of a battalion, 500 men. I think it's in Estonia. And what the Russians are doing is that they're launching a propaganda campaign against the Canadians with the Estonian people. I think it's Estonia, it might be Latvia or Lithuania. But and what they're saying is that the Canadians are raping your women, they're stealing your food, and this is the funny one, they're staying in the best hotels.
Oh, wow. They shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, the article said, and you know what? They're staying in really, really nice hotels to try to get, you know, I don't get a point for that.
Yay. You get the points.
Well, do I get a point for that?
Yes,
answer?
You get a point.
So, Canadian, Justin Trudeau is like, you know, raping women and staying in good hotels in
Estonia.
Well,
that's the thing. You don't want them to be uncomfortable while they rape the women. They need the good hotels.
Ooh, dude, I'm going to have to edit that out.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because you're being sarcastic and we all know it. 5 points. 5 points.
How did you go from
this? Do you know why? Do you know why? Because it was so good that I didn't realize it was so good. And then when I thought about it, I said, oh my God, that was awesome. So 6 points.
Okay.
6 points. Let me. You gotta get the buzzer sound.
We're gonna get arrested for this.
No, we're not. Valentina, did you find one?
Yes, I did. I think my favorite one was one that says Russian Prime Minister calls on global community to unite to defeat ISIS.
Fuck yeah! Isn't that nice?
It's a really short article.
Hold on. Just, okay, say that again, okay? Say that again. Repeat it.
Russian Prime Minister calls on global community to unite to defeat ISIS. The title is so funny.
Because that in and of itself... Wait, actually, I think this drum is better. Could you repeat it again?
Yes.
Hold on. Wait. Okay, let's check. Okay, so... Go, say it again.
Russian Prime Minister calls on global community to unite to defeat ISIS. It's a really short article.
It seems to me as though the Russians really care about the lives of the people. So I don't think it's fake news. That one I think is real.
Really?
Well, I don't know. What else does the Prime Minister... Medvedev, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what does Medi say? Do you guys think that Putin might be gay?
That would be hilarious.
Well, I mean, the definition in Spanish says so, correctly. So,
I have to assume he is. I'm going to say that again. Do you think that Putin might be gay?
We would love for him to be gay.
if he does the fake news thing, why can't we do the fake news thing?
No, but I mean,
so now the Security Perimeter podcast has now come out with secret evidence
that Putin is gay.
That proves that Putin is a cross-dressing homosexual. We're outing Putin.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 points. 6 points.
Yeah.
All right, so go.
So I think the best line from this article is when they quote Medvedev and they say that IS and other extremist groups are without exaggeration a challenge to human civilization.
Right.
I don't think I've ever heard a Russian prime minister care about human civilization before. Like, and the comments are what made me laugh so much.
Yeah, but
no, actually,
you're not doing so good, Valentina. I'm taking points away. You know.
Go ahead.
But no, tell me more. I'm not hearing anything particularly noteworthy here. I mean, I outed Putin on my podcast. Come on, that's like 100 points right there.
I actually would like to add to that one, because there's another one that says Russian humanitarian missions have helped more than
that one was awesome. Country. Did you see that one?
I did.
I know they saved the kids. The Russians are on a humanitarian mission in Syria.
Yes.
Fake news.
And they
fake news.
$120 million annually.
Fake news. Sarah, another 3 points for remembering that. Sarah?
Stop taking humanitarian aid so lightly. The Syrian kids need their vodka. Come on. Don't be like that.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting vodka, dude. I think they're getting something else from the Russians. Well, yeah, could be that. Could be that. Yeah. We don't have evidence of anything, so we'll just assume that they're saving Syrian kids. Does it say how many Syrian kids they saved?
I don't
think so. No.
No, it says they've helped over 45 countries and
45 countries.
And then there's like a 70.
They've helped.
No. It says
but the other guy said that it's poor Russia. They don't have money.
No, but they're
the guy from Global.
They
whatever.
Don't have money because they spend it all on
saving the kids.
No,
giving them pierogies.
No. They're sending food aid to over 110 countries.
Yeah,
and they're spending $120 million annually to sustain 45 humanitarian operations around the globe. Saki.
Well, it's appropriate, don't you think?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, so they're spending. What did you say?
$120 million.
$120 million?
Well, it doesn't say.
It just said
$120 million to sustain more than 45 humanitarian operations around
the world. So does that actually give you like a dollar figure? Or just $120 million?
Who pays? It does.
It's dollars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what Canada spends like in a day on humanitarian missions. but $120 million, no, I'm serious.
Says the Canadian.
The Canadians are spending $120 million a year? No. Who are you talking about?
You.
Minus three for confusing me. Is somebody keeping score?
No.
All right, so they spent 120 million, whatever. It could be rubles.
Yes, and the UN World Food Program is their key partner in delivering and distributing food aid.
So basically, Russia, according to that article, is like Canada.
Like Canada. Yeah. Russia is Canada.
Canada, Russia article, is Canada. Yes, actually, Russia is more like Canada. You know, the only problem we haven't seen, we haven't seen the tears. Because Trudeau has the tear thing going all the time.
Yeah.
Like if Trudeau opens his mouth, a tear comes out. So if we could, you know what would help Putin? Putin, you know what would help you?
Cry.
Every time, cry.
Well, he can. He's got Medvedev down there.
Well, some guys cry when that happens, you know, I've heard.
That's just sad, Zaki.
I'm not saying me. I'm just saying I've heard that it happens. That it's such an emotional experience.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, a friend of a friend.
Maybe when Putin is giving his speech, Medvedev could be assisting on the
crying
aspect of the... Ines, anything? Yeah. You got one?
Yeah,
I know. We're putting you on the spot because you're a late invitee.
Yeah.
But you are German, okay? So you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Stop bullying her.
Yeah.
She's German.
No, she deserves it.
Like, right?
It's about time.
You're
all right?
Saying, like, you should be afraid of Germans?
Listen,
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting even for all the shit that your country did to the planet for the last 100 years.
Wait, so if she's allowed to be German, am I allowed to, like, change teams?
There's no teams.
Well, yeah, I can now be Russian.
You're the Paraguayan.
Oh, I'm
Italian.
Italy.
What the hell is going on?
She's Italian, so she can change sides.
Well, what happened if you change to the Italian team?
She surrenders. She changes.
Hey!
Seven points.
Dude, you're like doing awesome.
It's okay. So Russia's area space forces turned the table on terrorists in Syria. That's a good one.
Oh, I remember that one too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what are they doing?
Okay, so with over 87% of Syrian territory already free from Daesh and over 96,000 terrorist installations destroyed by Russian airstrikes, peace in the war-torn country may still be far off as new opposition groups have come into play, many of them financed by the U.S., a military expert told Sputnik.
So the U.S. put ISIS in Syria and Russia went there...
And destroyed them.
...to save the world from Russia. Is that right?
No, they're saying the U.S. is putting new opposition groups in Syria so that Russia has to fight them.
Yeah, and giving money to the so-called Syrian Free Army.
Correct.
Right, these are the normal ones that are Democrats and they want to put democracy in Syria. That's what the U.S.
$2 billion.
$2 billion. Well,
we don't know, again, what it is. It's just $2 billion or something.
$2 billion.
The FSB knows.
Of course. All right.
So... Okay, so I'm a little confused. So,
so
the planes are going in, they're bombing terrorists that were put there by the United States?
So the thing is, the Russians are bombing terrorists.
Right.
But it's going to be a really long process because they're still like new people. Because
like everybody's a terrorist, right? So
yeah, but they're all financed by the U.S.
Right.
So the U.S. keeps on financing them. So the Russian job is like, it's never really...
What's the population of Syria?
I don't know.
Can somebody check in?
Going. Like 10? 15 million?
15?
It says 18.43 million.
Oh, I'm sure it's a little bit lower than that lately, but...
It was in 2016.
So 18 million people? Fuck, it's going to take the Russians a heck of a long time to get rid of the terrorists, because 18 million people?
Yeah.
They got...
Well, there's a lot
of... The problem is, like, you got to kill the ones that you think might be terrorists, too, right? So...
And there's a lot of Russians, so they'll probably manage.
Who, Russians in Syria?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of them, so...
On the ground?
If they, like, divide the war between all of them.
Or you can use Netanyahu as your friend.
Hassan.
because he likes
killing. You don't birds. Like him, do you?
No.
Why? I kind of like that. Sometimes I like him.
I don't like him.
Well, he's not Jewish.
Why do
Jewish.
You like him?
I know.
Okay, what are you?
Why like? Would you like
are you
him?
Anti-Semitic or what? You're an anti-Semite.
She's anti-Semite.
She, but how? She's allowed to be anti-Semite. She's Jewish.
Fair enough.
So why don't you like Netanyahu?
I don't like him. I think he's
too
an
conservative.
Idiot.
Do you know about peace now?
I'm super peace now.
Look, do you know that my professor for my PhD advisor founded peace now in the 60s?
That is so cool.
Michael Breacher.
That is so cool.
Michael Breacher. Saludos. Michael Breacher. He's still alive. 180 years old. Well, sure. We're in Montreal, but he founded peace
we're
now.
We're in Montreal.
How cool.
Yeah. So
at the same time, they're destroying terrorists in Syria, whilst they're also providing food and care for the people who had good. So they're doing a great job. If you see it, like,
it's awesome.
They're distinguishing.
No, like, actually, it's it
they
is
can
you're
tell
right.
The good from the bad.
Well, you know what? 5 points. No, 4 points. Sorry, so, because you really, I mean, you just demonstrated how together Russian policy is on Syria and all the good things that they're doing, and basically how the United States. And the West and Trudeau are
Trudeau's
just like evil.
Somehow.
Well, look, Trudeau is like the number one enemy of Putin. One of the number one enemies because of the Canadian troops in Estonia. I think. Remember, I told you the story a few moments ago. So Trudeau and Putin are not getting along. If Trudeau hates someone, which is like impossible for Trudeau to hate someone, he hates fucking Putin. Now you know you're in trouble
with
Justin. Doesn't like you.
Can we make this like a hate crime because he's hating a gay person?
Cool.
Yeah.
Trudeau's hating a gay person.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, that would be good.
Fine.
Okay, so Trudeau. Oh, I get it. So Trudeau hates a gay person,
it's
and
like
this,
a
is,
hate crime.
This is
a,
it's a hate crime. Yeah, so Trudeau.
So he hates
Trudeau needs to go to jail.
Yes,
poor Russia, of course.
Poor Russia.
Yeah, I know.
I just feel so fucking sorry for Russia.
They're just the victims.
You know, there was a couple of years ago when they didn't invade Crimea.
Yeah.
There was this news report on CNN. And they were asking this, true story. It's not fake news. They were asking this woman, she was living on the street. She had two kids. They were in their late, like early teens, like 10, 11 years old. They were living in the street in the middle of winter. And some CNN reporter goes up and asks the woman, you know, well, how do you feel about the whole Crimea invasion thing? He said, well, you know, I support it because, you know, it's our land, right? It's our people. And then they got into the discussion, like, why is she homeless? And she said, well, she's homeless because she lost the house, because with the sanctions that they put after the invasion of Crimea, her debt, which was in dollars, all of a sudden tripled. So the woman and her family got kicked out. But when they asked her how she felt about it, she said, it's a good thing. Her kids are in the street starving. And it's a good thing that Putin invaded. Isn't that just fucking insane? The point of the story is that we're not only talking about Putin here. They've lost their fucking minds. All of Russians have lost their minds. I've had friends who have gone to visit Russia, and in recent years, Ulysses is one of them, and he said, man, they're all creepy. They're all on this, like, we hate the United States, we hate the West, the West is after us. It's because they're being brainwashed. I mean, they control the media, right? RT, their two main sources, RT and Sputnik, are propaganda machines. Nothing. Have you? Here's the proof that the Russians were involved in the election. Forget what Mueller is doing. I'll give you the proof. Okay? Look, spend weeks, like I do, looking at RT and Sputnik. Okay? They never, ever say anything against Trump. Not one article in RT or Sputnik against Trump has ever appeared in any of those news services. Not one. They'll criticize the US. They'll criticize the US military.
But not Trump.
They'll criticize US senators or whatever. But Trump, they don't touch him. Now you tell me if that's not fucking proof that something is going on. That something went on. 6 points, 10 points, you know, 15 points.
I mean, you made it a little bit depressing, but apart from that, yeah.
All right, you got a story for us?
Target in China. North Korea is just a platform and pretext in the U.S. game.
Okay. U.S. game.
Yeah. In
the game.
The game.
Sort of like Axis and Allies or Risk or yeah. Monopoly. Okay.
It's like that, but with more fries.
Sorry, that was bad, so... Okay.
Washington is not interested...
Minus two.
Yeah. Washington is not interested in resolving the Korean crisis. It's just using it to twist Beijing's hand. While commenting on the joint exercises launched by South Korea...
That actually kind of might be true, eh?
Well, I mean, it's not precisely the Americans who are just launching missiles at Japan and failing.
Wait, start again then. I missed what you were saying.
I mean, it's not the
Americans. Give us the gist of the argument, because...
Basically, the Americans only care about North Korea because it gives them an excuse to bully everyone around.
Yes, of course. Again, more fake news. No missiles in North Korea. Nothing. They don't exist.
Those were weather balloons.
They were.
Yeah.
So they're weather balloons. Yeah. Oh, the missile yesterday wasn't really a missile. It was like a fake missile.
Yeah, of course.
So nothing's going on. North Korea is not doing anything.
Probably Japanese are just throwing shit in the sea and saying it's a missile.
Fuck.
Sushi.
All right, give me a punchline then.
Oh, come on.
Because otherwise I'm going to take away 2 points.
I think the joke tells itself, really. I don't
the fact that the fact that North Korea is not a threat. All right, so can you tell us which a new service actually produced that? Do you have that with you?
Well, I think you know.
Well, I know it's RT or Sputnik. Which one?
Yeah, Sputnik.
What's the name of the reporter? Is there any name of the reporter?
There isn't.
Okay, well, whoever you are, bullshit!
That's why they didn't say their name.
Yeah. All right, we have time for another quick round. Sandra? Sandra.
Seriously?
Sandra. Sandra. Sarah.
It's the old days.
You got another one?
Well, I kept on the line about the US and NATO going to attack Russia.
All right, you're a little obsessed about that. -4.
It's scary. But I found one that Russia was developing weapons capable of responding to increased US threat. And I have to read what you wrote.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, like comment?
This is commentary.
Okay.
It says, fake news, Russia hasn't, doesn't, nor will it ever invent anything.
That's great! That's awesome!
Yeah. Wait. So here we go. There. Yay. I deserve 2. Yeah, you know what? I think the Russians just recently invented the black and white photocopy machine.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it just came out. They got this funding from the United Nations. I think they got about $7 million, and they managed to get black and white photocopies. However, they can't do it on paper. They're using the heat-sensitive paper still. What's the title, and then what's the comment, the
second
comment?
It says, Russia developing weapons capable of responding to increased U.S. threats.
Yeah.
And then it says, fake news, Russia hasn't, doesn't, nor will it ever invent anything.
It's good.
Yeah.
7 points.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not yet.
All right. That was good. You made my day because you made me look smart. So, Vladimira.
Darn it.
I think
Tatiana is the better one. You got another one?
It was pretty funny. It was the Senate found zero evidence of Trump-Russia collusion.
Yeah.
It's time to do other things.
Right.
Like, why are these other things? And why is the White House using this term as news? And I don't know. It's...
Well, it's fake because they have found evidence. You speak to any intelligence, you go to any intelligence agency in the United States that has open source access to information, the information will be posted there. So it's nonsense. So that's bullshit. They have found a connection. That's number one. This is why everybody in the U.S. right now is freaking out. Look at that shithead Kelly. I mean, he turned, right? I mean, he declared that he's the Greek guy, and I'm sorry, I apologize on behalf of all Greeks for that Papadopoulos guy. Now you got Kelly that's turned because they found the connections. The only reason Papadopoulos and Kelly would be doing what they're doing now is because they found the connection. It's fake news. Doesn't exist.
Oh, we know.
I mean, there's no connection.
We know.
There's no connection. That's a good one. That's a good one to make like a real kind of academic sounding commentary. But I don't want to do that. So minus two.
Fine.
Do you have another one? A funny one?
I don't know.
I have a good one.
I got some.
All right. Ines,
So you remember how the Russians are helping out Syrians and people all over the world?
You're kind of obsessed with that?
Because you care.
German, but you care.
I care, because right. then we have this guilt upon us, you know?
It's the guilt thing. It is. Yeah.
And besides of that, they were also bombing. On top of that, Russian bomb experts clear landmines from 5,000 hectares in Syria. So they're also removing the bombs at the same time.
And nobody lives there, of course.
No. It's all over Syria, but nobody lives
there. Oh, okay. So what's your point here? That they're doing good?
Like they're superheroes. Yeah, like we got to give them to the Russians. They're doing so much.
How are they saying they're clearing the landmines?
The Russian Defense Ministry announced that the Russian
armed forces... Because I know how it's done.
Have cleared mines from more than 5,000.
Did they say how?
No, they just
of course they won't. They don't
know. No. Like. Well, I mean, yeah, they don't know how to do it because they just invented the photocopy machine, right? So
maybe they poke them with a stick until they explode.
Well, there are a number of ways to do
anything.
It. One way that's not 100% is to take a tank, put kind of thing in the front.
Yeah.
And you put it in the front, kind of ball and chain thing, and you roll over it, but it's not 100%. That kind of technique is used for the military, knowing that you're going to take some losses.
Yeah.
But to actually like clear it for people, it's a much different process. But again, it's more proofiness that the Russians care so much about everybody.
Almost as much.
They always have, though.
Yeah, like the Germans.
Stalin did what he did because he cares.
Yeah.
You know, the 30 million dead, it was like a love thing, you know, and then
tough love.
Yeah, it was tough love. And then, you know, and then during the 70s and 80s when they're starving and waiting in line to get food like in Venezuela, that's because, it was love.
They wanted them to learn discipline.
No, yeah, like, but that doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, you know.
There you go. They were looking for strong, yeah.
We have more evidence about the Trudeau's hate crimes.
War crimes.
Yeah.
Trudeau war crimes.
He's selling lethal, not any weapon, lethal weapons to the Ukrainians.
Yeah, as opposed to like non-lethal weapons, right? Yeah. Well, you know what? Too fucking bad. Minus two, man. No punch. Give me a punchline, I'll give you 4 points.
Yeah.
That is a great punchline, though.
The lizard people are after you.
Yeah. Sarah, do you have another one?
Yeah, but it's not from your page.
Doesn't matter.
Hillary Clinton gave 20% of the United States says uranium
because she owns it, right?
Yeah.
To Russia in exchange for Clinton Foundation donations, which means it was a quid pro quo deal,
right?
In exchange for $145 million something, because again, nobody uses
any real anything. Currency here.
Yeah,
and it could be bitcoins.
Aren't they like really expensive now?
Not for long. They're gonna collapse.
But now.
Now they're like 10,000. Tomorrow they'll be at 3.
Yeah, I just thought it was ridiculous. Because, like, one, Russia likes...
Well, we always knew that the Clintons are arms dealers, right?
Well, yeah.
And actually, the Clintons, I guess from the sound of it, are actually nuclear weapons proliferators. In fact, the Clinton Foundation is a cover for nuclear proliferation. The Korean missiles that Kim Jong-un has?
Yes.
Clinton Foundation. Iran.
Russia just has to do more work to fight them.
Well, you know, Russia's got to, like Ina said, Russia's got to go in there and help. But weapons in Iran, nuclear weapons, Clinton Foundation. You don't get any points for that one. Because you didn't punchline it well.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, but punchline it and I'll give you points.
It's from a book called...
That's not a punch... Oh, okay, give me the name of the book so we can call this guy out.
Or gal. It's by Peter Schweizer. And it's called The Clinton Cash.
The Clinton Cash. Peter Schweizer. Story
of how and why foreign governments and businesses helped make Bill and Hillary rich.
Okay, you've been outed, buddy. And I'm not talking about the gay thing, all right? You've been outed. You're a fake news dude. Peter, what?
Schweizer.
German. Gotta watch out for them. You got one more?
I don't know, maybe.
It is?
No.
You're done?
Yeah.
Dude?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, we gotta, now we have to come up with a song.
With a song?
Yes. For the...
Like a jingle?
Like a jingle for the, how do we call it? The, okay, the Vladimir Putin Christmas Special Security Perimeter Podcast.
No,
it was the security perimeter before the Christmas special. The Vladimir Putin security perimeter Christmas fake special podcast.
Fake news, you have to add fake news somewhere.
How about this? Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin.
I'm gonna have nightmares with that.
Russian propaganda. Russian propaganda. The securityperimeter.com. The securityperimeter.com. Vladimir Putin, the man who cares. God save Vladimir Putin.
I know I'm going to lose points, but I am glad didn't choose music as your career.
That was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Then I'm talking about the whole thing, even the song.
I don't even want to imagine what you had in mind then.
You need to make a Jingle Bells version of
Why don't we try Jingle Bells? Vladimir Putin, Russian propaganda. Vladimir Putin, Russian propaganda. TheSecurityPerimeter.com. Christmas special.
Doesn't sound like Jingle Bells.
Okay. Vladimir Putin, Russian propaganda. Vladimir Putin, Christmas special. Russian propaganda. Vladimir Putin, Christmas special. TheSecurityPerimeter.com.
All right, you got one.
Okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like bullshit. So, like, instead of it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, go for it.
It's beginning to look a lot like bullshit.
But you gotta put Putin's name in there somewhere. Putin's beginning to look.
It's beginning to look a lot like bullshit. And then what's the rest of the song? With Putin's fake Russian propaganda, and then just go ahead and sing it. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this.
It's beginning to look a lot like bullshit. Yeah, but hold on.
No, we have to get to plasma.
Hold on. Okay, well, I'm gonna finish with this song.
It's beginning to look a lot
like bullshit.
Everywhere you go,
Putin is pushing his propaganda.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow, it's beginning to look a lot like
bullshit.
Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see.
All right, guys, we're done. Thank you very much for being on the securityperimeterpodcast.com.
Thank you.
This was awesome.
Oi.
And I'm going to tag like Putin, like, you know, tag Putin and FSB. So if you guys end up getting on a list that you can't travel to Russia, it's my fault.